Sermon by Ted Turner.
I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. Way beyond the blue. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Way beyond the blue. Well, we all have to ask Jesus to forgive our sins. We have to ask Him to come into our lives and make us clean. We have to make sure that we've asked in a good attitude, and we have to make sure that we've forgiven those who have hurt us. And we shouldn't give up. We need to ask Jesus in our hearts. In order to ask Jesus into your heart, I think you really have to have read some of the Bible. You need to understand the Bible just a little bit, and you need to understand that all men were sinners. All men needed someone to come and save them. And what does it mean to get saved? You know, when people talk about salvation, an actual meaning of salvation, the root word, is deliverance from some danger or evil. When we ask to be saved, that means we want to be delivered from some danger or evil. Well, what the danger is from the evil in our lives. We need to ask God to remove that evil, because the danger is we could end up in hell instead of heaven. But if we've asked Jesus to forgive us, we have the assurance of His Word. And His Word is absolutely true, that our sins are forgiven. They're gone. They're cast into a sea of forgetfulness. They're so far away that God never sees them again. But if we do commit a new one, then we're going to have to ask Him to forgive us. And I thank Lord for being there for me all the time. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me Thy great salvation so rich and free. When you have doubt in your heart that God's answered your prayers, just keep saying the prayers anyway. Like the widow that went before the judge and kept asking the judge to help, keep saying your prayers, and I'm telling you, they'll get answered. I've seen them answered. I've seen myself healed. I've seen other people healed. And God will part the waters for you and make a way for you to get through. Remember, He's there. He's the God of yesterday. He's the God of today and the God of tomorrow. Jesus is there for you all the time. No problem's too big for Him. He can divide that problem and let you through. You may have a financial problem, a spiritual problem, a mental problem. Maybe somebody's hurting you in some way. You ask Jesus to help you, and He can remove that pain. He can remove that person, or He can separate the ways and let you get out. You may feel trapped. Well, maybe God needs to part the seas and help you to get through. He can do that. And He can also give you the protection you need. But you need to ask Him for wisdom. You need to ask other Christians to help you. And you need to, above all, stand on the Word of God and don't give up. Don't ever give up, no matter what kind of doubt you have, whether it's doubt in the Word, doubt in the Bible. Just keep saying your prayers so that someday when you get to heaven, you'll have these things all settled and Jesus will say, "Well done, well done, no good and faithful servant."